My name is Joe Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with blaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about two and a half hours. It's live. It's with myself.
It's those crystals, crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse it. Cleanse it, everything. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy.
Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest.
Now, consequently,
they are ruining Halloween.
The thin-skinned generation.
Millennials.
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 Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
Not to be friends with your entities. You're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakening. Very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakening tends to occur a little bit more slowly in more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. A millennial's third eye, bitch. I'm a psychic. What's up, Candace? How you doing?
What's good, Joe?
How are you doing?
I'm doing. You're in a very good mood. How are you?
I'm doing quite all right, you know? I'm not sure if I'm doing Southern yet or...
I don't know what that is, it's funny listening.
British today. What's the accent going to be today? Everything quite all right, you know. Anyways, yeah. Welcome to another episode of Millennial's Third Eye. We've got Candace here. We're doing the Candace and Joe show, the evening wrap up. If you are listening, I want to remind everyone it's good to call in and like wait. If you get out of line, then I'll tell you that you're out of line. If you fall off the caller list and then you're like at the bottom, you're probably going to be waiting longer. So I want to remind people that, and if you want to call in, please don't call in asking about your love life when you haven't done anything about it to begin with. I just want to let that out. And please don't call in if you're going to call about the same scenario that you called in about before, because I'll remember your voice. But Candace, I miss you. How's everything?
Thing is, everything is good. Everything is good. It's cold, but it's good.
In New York, we say everything is Gucci, and also it's
Gucci.
Brick as fuck outside. When it's brick outside, it means that it's ridiculously cold.
Wow, that's a new one.
No, this is quite historical.
Brick
reference. Yes.
Really?
Brick outside. Yes, and a bacon, egg, and cheese is a staple of New York. Yeah, when I started traveling and I lived in different states, I realized that you can't get a bacon, egg, and cheese everywhere. I realized that they don't have diners like we do in other states, which is,
right.
it is not a Waffle House. And if you tell me Waffle House is the shit, you have not been to New York and you don't know what you're talking about. Just wanted to say that. I had to let that out. And Italian delis. Italian delis are not everywhere, which is so disappointing because people, one day I will open one up for you. That's my goal. To bring Italian delis across the world, and they're not going to be like corporate crap. I'm going to make sure that they're all the deliciousness, and we're going to, it's going to be awesome. So what's going on, Candace? Like, tell me about your life. Like, what else have you not talked about in the past three episodes that we haven't done yet?
Let's see. What's new? Well, there is some new stuff happening. I don't know. I don't really know how to, like, go into detail about it yet. Okay, so I don't know. It's just a new aspect of my journey. And, like, I noticed how, I don't know. I was kind of, like, in a slump. Like, it was weird. Like, being here, not being here, kind of, like, in and out. It was an odd experience. But, like, I don't know. It was just, like, I was, like, in a hermit mode. You know, like, I wasn't really doing anything, and I was just kind of, like, preparing, I guess. So, because I'm embarking on something new, which is good, which I'm very excited about this new aspect.
All right. I don't know how to explain.
Well, I mean, with your help, because I called you, and I was like, I don't know what is going on, Joe. I'm here, but I'm not here. Like, I'll see, like, remember, because I wasn't, like, answering your calls and stuff, and it's like, I don't even see them come in, and sometimes I do, and I'll get messages, and I swear I answer them. It was like living in, like, two different worlds, kind of. It was weird. But you helped me get on track. You helped me get grounded, which I feel so much better now. But and now you are, like, helping me with this next part of my journey, which I'm very grateful for.
I'm grateful for you, too. I was thinking earlier about how much, like, progress in life I've been through. But at the same time, like, I wanted to tell you, too, like, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Because, like, we did these...
That means a lot.
But seriously, we did these shows, and people would, like, tell me on the side, like, what's up with this chick? She doesn't fit the show. I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. But in the beginning, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I just know, I want you to know, like, you made so much progress alone with the radio show, like, and in life, too, like, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. That means, oh my God, that means a lot. God, like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I was a rush when you met me.
We were just talking about this, like, yesterday. I feel like we have these conversations about time often. So honestly, I was thinking about this earlier, and I'll play the song later because I guess it's just, like, my motivational thing. But I was reflecting on stuff for a reason, and I wasn't sure if I should talk about it yet, but I'll talk about it in a minute. But I sat there for, like, 5 minutes, and I just thought about my journey. And, you know, in 2018, that's when I really hit my rock bottom of depression and started to ask some serious questions about my purpose, and I started to pursue, actually, like, this website, Blog Talk Radio, where I'm doing the podcast. It's where I started everything, and Facebook. And then I challenged myself with readings, and I just thought about everything because I realized my dream and my passion beyond, like, doing the readings was always motivational speaking. And I told you, I don't know how many people have heard it, but I wound up, like, stepping away for a minute from Facebook because I was stuck. I didn't know what to do because I reached this progress and I was like, what am I doing now? Like, I didn't want to give up on my path, but I didn't know where it was going. And I pushed hard with like asking questions and calling people about motivational speaking, but no one returned my call. And so I figured open mic for comedy, because I loved comedy and I did it before. And my goal with that was always to just, it was my leeway to motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So the other night, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I don't know if you know Grant Cardone.
No, not ringing any bells.
Yeah. So Grant Cardone is one of the top motivational speakers for business, and he has a book called 10X, which I have, and I listen to it mainly because I like to listen to different things and portray it in my own life in a different way. And 10X okay. is really about really going above and beyond, really pushing hard in life. Like you're going 10X, like more than, don't just be the regular person trying a little bit at a time. Anyways, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw this advertisement from Grant Cardone. And he says, do you, we're looking for the next great speaker. Do you feel like you're the next Les Brown, Tony Robbins? We want to hear from you. And Candace, I didn't take 2 seconds to sign up for that shit.
There you go.
And it's gonna be a big thing. I don't know. I was watching. We were in a Zoom call, and the producers are from the Undercover Billionaire or Millionaire. Undercover Millionaire. I wrote it down. Undercover Billionaire. And so right now it's being picked up by a production company, but I'm going to be on TV, I think. round one.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, so Saturday is round one. And, well, Saturday is round one, and I think it might be round two. But the goal is to get past. The goal is to go all the way, and that's what I'm doing. So,
oh, of course, yeah.
I'm just excited because for a long time, number one, I never gave up. Number two, I didn't know. I didn't have anything to grab onto. And what I mean by that is I didn't see anything happening with motivational speaking like I wanted to. And I was like, there's got to be a way. I don't know if you remember me saying this. And I got to find it. I don't know if I lost it. I said somewhere that someone's going to find me. And it's going to be like maybe like Grant Cardone. I said this on Facebook Live, and I think I deleted the page, and that's where it was. And I said that. And I remembered this like the other day too. I was like, holy shit. How is that? So I finally feel really good because I have something to grab onto where it's like, oh, shit, this is going down. So I'm just really happy.
I'm excited.
Not only that.
I'm excited.
I also fell in love.
Yeah, no.
I didn't fall. I like jumped in.
That's great, though. I mean,
I didn't jump
listen,
in.
Wait, hold on.
We built a friendship first. I didn't do that before, which is super mature.
Important. Yeah. I mean, no. That's like, you know, that's how it kind of should be. I mean, sometimes you know it's love at first sight, but I mean, falling into love, I mean, it's beautiful. And like, so like, I mean, I don't really know her, but like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
And from what you say, she's so good for you. She's so good for you. She's a good partner, you know, that listens and like validates who you are, you know, and what you're feeling. Because you're big on emotions.
Mm-hmm. This is completely different. Is she my twin flame, Candace?
Oh, God, here we go.
No, I'm just kidding. completely different. You know, like in the past when you were like younger, oh, I think this is the one. And there was like that gap of like, I don't know. This is like for me.
Yeah.
There is no gap of I don't know. It's just like, this is what you've been learning and working on, Joe, like how to really earn this. And this is what it is. Now you're ready. Like,
yeah,
it just feels all real good.
It's like
shout
all
out to
of
my,
those,
my
like, it's like all those failed relationships, right? You know, weren't for nothing, you know, because it's led you guys to where you are at now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's awesome. I can't wait to meet her.
Me too. So for anyone out there, we haven't really actually physically met. And I want, like, I'm not ashamed. There's nothing like, we FaceTime. We talk all the time. I'm going out to Phoenix in December. She's coming to New York in December. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm excited for the both of you. I really, really am.
Bless your heart.
You guys,
thank you.
Bless your heart. Do you know what that means?
is that like another a Southern like fuck you?
Yeah.
Oh, I just like saying it, to be honest with you. You can put butter on that bread as much as you want, dear.
Bless your heart.
Anything that's gonna keep Candace's laughter going is what we're gonna keep going for. I think I'm gonna keep reading people like this. And I'm going to say, sweetheart, have you done anything to attract a man in your life? They're going to say, no. I'm going to say, well, what do you think student says then? And they're going to say, so no one's coming in my life? I'm going to say, no, because you have not anything. If you're going to powder underwear with baby powder, you better stop thinking about it, because it smells like baby powder.
you are in rare form tonight.
The moon and the stars have lined up for me, dear. I've been watching this show, and I don't remember the full like what their real names are. They're like the Christies or something, and they live in like South Carolina, Georgia, whatever Georgia. And I think it's like an old reality show. But this family is like millionaires, and like the father is a like, forget the word hover. He's breathing over his kids in the show. He picks like what they're wearing, what they can wear to school, their GPS. This is like an older show, I think, because I was watching like old episodes, and the father is very like, if he wasn't married and with kids, like, you would think he's gay, but very Southern. But he's funny, too. He's really funny. But he is up his kids' ass.
Yeah. I think I've seen that show. I mean, like, little clippets of it. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
But he was funny because he was, like, really protective of his daughter, right? It was her sweet 16. He's like, you're not going to wear that dress. Oh, no, no, no. And he's, like, protecting of his like boyfriends and shit. And then there's this tall ass like guy, and he's like, she comes over to him, and he's like next to this guy, and he was like talking to her father, and she said something, and he's like, don't talk about that in front of your future husband. And I was like, what the fuck? then she got all red. She's like, oh my god. But it was just, it's a weird show to watch, and everyone's different.
Yeah.
I think as a family, if you weren't watching, like, that, they're legit family. I get, you know, I get their whole, but these kids were, like, stealing they would take their phones away because they had to be in the moment. And, of course, the kids, like, found their phones and shit, and the father was like, hey, you got 3 text messages, and throws it into the lake where they're swimming. Like, vicious. And the funny thing about this show is, this is the funniest shit I love about it. It might sound, it's so stupid. So he'll throw the phone in the water, the father. And then the son comes up. He's like, Dad, I want to talk to you. He's like, okay. He's like, I'm really sorry, sir, about what I didn't learn before, and I learned it now. He's like, that's okay. And then they do this thing where he'll, like, come back. The father will go to his son and be like, now, I'm sorry I had to do that, but I need you to understand why I do what I do. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like getting, like, hit in the face. And they're like, all right, see, now this is what happened. I love you, but you weren't listening to me, and I had to boop you in the face. And I need you to know why I put the rules down here. I'm like, oh, my God, this is like – I haven't been into a reality show since the Jersey Shore, and this is like my new reality show. But I think it's a throwback. I think I honestly am watching it on Peacock, which is like a half-ass app of reality shows. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. So that, well, that explains just the southern accent.
I just wanted to do it tonight. I mean, I didn't watch it. Okay, yeah, fine. what else is going on? I started working on my dad's car with him today, and I love what he did today.
Oh, nice.
He goes, we get in the van. He looks at me. He goes, so here's the deal. I want to have a good time with you, and I don't want to argue. I want to take it slow. I want to have, like, a good bonding time. I was like, all right, so we can't fight at all? We can't argue at all? He's like, no, I don't want to argue at all. And I was like, that's not fun. I was like, I don't know if I want to.
Oh, my God.
But I was teasing him. I was like, all right, no, it's no problem. And we took the parts
that's
pretty
cool.
pretty quickly. You know, cars can be intimidating when you're working some, you know, shit you don't know. And so we're going places.
Good, good. That's good that you guys are like working on, you know, spending quality, you know, time together.
Yeah, and the last show I did like a filler show. I want to do shows, and so I did a show with Holly before this one. I don't know if you checked it out, but Holly came as a guest, and we did we talked about the power of the mind, and we also talked about life, and we took some calls for readings and whatnot. I don't know. I keep inviting people as guests, and they're like, "Yeah, I would love to," and then they don't like want. I don't know. They just forget or something. Tomorrow, I'm doing a show with my friend from college. His name's Tony, and me and Tony go back and. I did one before with him. It was called, like, something about karaoke. I don't know. But we're going to do another show tomorrow, Sunday. Sorry, Sunday. But everyone out there, say a little prayer for me for my motivational contest tomorrow. It's a big deal. No, not tomorrow. Saturday. See, Candace, time
is Saturday. It is. Time is really messed up.
It's all whack. It's all F'd in the A.
Big time.
Big time. Oh, we forgot to do our sponsor today.
Ah, who's our sponsor? I love our sponsors.
Yeah. Today's sponsor is brought to you by the Six of Pentacles. Sometimes you got to remember when to give, and sometimes you got to remember when to not give a shit. Six of Pentacles. Make sure it's even, not odd. Mm. Balance your time in your life. Happiness starts with you. Don't give when you have nothing to give. And keep your mouth shut and stay away from problems. Six of Pentacles. Abundance comes with balance. All right. Thanks, Six of Pentacles. What else is the topic of the night?
Nice.
So wait. You're taking my clients for readings now? Is that what's happening?
I'm taking your clients?
Yeah, I'm messing with
never.
You. So you're doing. I don't care if you did. I'm joking. So you're doing many readings, right?
I am. I did it yesterday and today. So yeah. So I'm starting to do some mini readings on Facebook. So it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, so how long,
what
let everyone know, like, what you're doing. I'm trying to help you advertise. I gave you a door. Come on.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let me get my head straight. You can get a hold of me on the Blue Owl Intuitive on Facebook and just message me. I just give, like, little mini reads on what's happening now and how to fix it or you know, some advice about the situation. And yeah, it's $15. So yeah, that's sad. I'm going to be doing more. I think starting in, like, when December comes, I'm going to be offering like a yearly overview. So that'll be exciting too. That'll be something else, but that'll be exciting too.
Yeah,
yeah,
she'll let you know how badly you fucked up in your year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, but yeah, I'm jumping back into it. I like giving readings. I like helping people. That's what I like to do. I really like to be there and to like help. That's what I ultimately like to do.
All right, we're coming into our next segment of the show, which is where we're going to be doing voices. So, Candace, we're going to have a fun game right now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so your goal here is to be a Gen Z, and you have to say things. You have to explain something by doing the whole like this and that, like stuff, like Gen Z. And let's see. We're going to look up a random.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like Gen Z. Like they don't. Oh, my God, Candace, wait. So I did TikTok Live for the first time. I told you about this.
Oh, my God.
Well, I did TikTok Live for the first time. And I was offered to battle someone. So I don't know what that still is about. But anyways, all right, hold on. You're going to laugh at this. So my name is a millennial, Stirred Eye. And she goes, what's a millennial? And I said, what's a millennial? I was like, you know, like generations? I was like, what year were you born? She goes, I'm born in the 2000s. I was like, so you'd be Generation Z. And she's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, so I'm a millennial. So she didn't get that, but reminded me of the whole like thing. All right, so your goal is to explain a product by being a Gen Z and
Joe.
Have fun with this. Your product is
dude
wipes.
No, you have fun with this.
Hey, you're the one who said that I was supposed to come up with segments. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, nope, not Joe. I'm not the improv. I'm sorry. I can't do it on the spot.
I just gave you a compliment on how much progress you made.
Oh, my God.
And so now we're going to make
improv.
Oh, my God, Joe. Stopwatch. And you got 30 seconds. Gen Z, and your product is Dude Wipes. Go.
Joe, what are you smoking? Sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't do improv.
All right. So what's the next bit going to be? We have to come up with bits.
It'd be nice if you, like, tell me, like, maybe before. It kind of is hilarious.
All right. So this is what's going to happen, Candace. In the next minute, we're going to do is a bit. And you have 30 seconds to talk about a product. And you just have to make fun of it,
Joe,
with a funny voice.
Joe.
What? Oh, you're getting mad at me now. All right, so what's the next bit going to be? We got to come up with funny stuff.
Oh, my God. So you wanted to, like, go back to the basics, didn't you?
Go back to the basics. I'm not trying to talk about timelines and stuff right now. I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to have fun.
Oh, God.
We can go back to energy and spiritual talk at any time. Not everyone is prepared to deal with the Lord right now. Have you fully accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
You are. You are in a really good, you know, like, it's really awkward, not awkward, no, that's not the right word, really transformational.
You're a transformer.
Yeah, I am. No, your energy, it is. It's great. It's like, it's almost like you have been reborn.
I'm born again under the Lord. I have my wings. I am an angel. I was thinking about calling a random number.
Oh my goodness, just, what is wrong with you tonight?
Why?
Is there like a full moon or something?
I don't know, but I feel amazing.
You do. You're very feisty tonight. You're
I feel
very
like I'm
playful.
Pushing, I'm pushing your limits or something. You're like, no, I can't do that.
I don't do improv. Like I don't do improv. Mm. What the hell is it? Like Gen Z? I don't know, man. I make fun of Gen Z people.
Yeah, well, that's what we were going to do. We were making fun of them.
Well, I mean, I can't act like a Gen Z. Like, how do they even, I don't even know. See, I can't even, oh my goodness. You are quite interesting.
We have to make a phone call or prank someone. We got to have some fun.
We do?
Yeah, we got to press our limits here. I don't care if we're going to call CVS Pharmacy. It don't matter.
Okay, you can press your limits.
Anyway. Do you need a musical break right now? Well, sorry.
Oh, my goodness. This is, oh, my God. This is awesome.
All right.
What did
what
I
else?
Sign up for?
We need bits, Candace. We got to come up with ideas. We have to bring
this
up. What's your thoughts on Kanye?
They're called, oh gosh, they're called segments. Kanye. Quite a few thoughts.
yeah.
I love what he's doing.
Do you?
Love that. He's speaking his truth, and they're trying to silence him. Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah. I know. I think we should. Oh my God! I figured it out. Hold on a second.
Oh God! What did you think?
I'm
what did you think?
What? Ready for this? But I'm listening to what you're saying.
No.
Kanye. Keep talking.
I am not ready for this. What do you have up your sleeve? Uh oh. We're in trouble now. No, but no. Kanye's he's stepping out and he's speaking his truth, and there's a lot of people not okay with that. But it's I don't know. I'm a big conspiracy theorist, so yeah. So there's that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's make this prank call.
Oh my God, this is all you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
What are we, 12 again?
Mm-hmm. Hi, hello.
Hi, yes. Is this Alex?
Yes.
This is John, and I heard you had a lot to say about Kanye West, and I wanted to know if you would like to share about Kanye West. We're on a live radio show right now.
Who's this?
This is John. I actually have gotten your number.
Joe?
No, this is John. We saw you post something about Kanye West. Bless your heart.
Stop, Joe.
Alex, we want to know, what do you think about Kanye West?
Joe, what are you doing, bro?
Are you going to put the butter on the bread, Alex, or what? We need to hear what you got to say about Kanye West.
You better stop, bro. I hear Candace in the background, too.
Oh, my God. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you guys doing? Dude, you scared me so bad.
We are doing fabulous. We really want to know what you think about Kanye West.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Am I alive? I'm working radio?
You are. We are. Yes.
Wow. I can't believe I made it. I called. I've been calling so many times.
You didn't call this time. I called you this time.
You are the one.
Yeah. I'm calling for a reading for love.
Oh God. I hung up on him. That's where I hung up on him. You done fucked up. You done fucked up. We're going to a commercial break now.
That's funny, Alex.
This commercial break is brought to you by Candace, and she's going to sing I Want to Be a Billionaire by Bruno Mars. Go for it, Candace.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Go.
I was, my voice of, it was all over the place. I got to work on that. I have to open my mouth a little wider. Why? Nope. I'm going to work on it. Work on it. Let me work on it. Let me sleep on it. I watched this show, this movie called the, fuck. It was a good movie. I'm trying to get the. This is what ADD does to you. It was like the.
What happened to Alex? Did he hang up?
He wanted a love reading. I hung up on him.
I thought it was funny. Alex. Oh.
It was. It's the new bit. We're gonna call Alex every show now and then hang up on him.
Do you know how long he's waited to get him? It finally got through and you hung up on him.
He didn't get
it.
I called him.
Uh-oh.
Don't start some shit, Candace. There was no shit to begin with.
Oh, God.
We're gonna call him again another time, and we're going to really make some calls. We're going to make some shit. We're going to stir the pot up.
Oh, goodness.
But really, we really need a segment. Maybe it could be about, some crazy-ass topic.
Well, it's like one of those things where, what do your listeners want to hear? So if they can
our listeners want to hear, first of all?
Yeah. Oh, what do our listeners want to hear? Yeah, that's right, because I am a part of this. Occasionally, I'm a part of this. Hit us up and let us know what you want to hear us talk about, what you want to be a part of.
We did this before. People don't want to – they're too lazy
they don't
to message.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They want nothing. They think that we're just going to pick up on the collective shit. We don't want to hear about this.
Well, we do, but, we're not going to talk about it unless you want to hear about it. I know for myself, I'm always down about talking about something new or learning about something new. And, I like it when you have other people on. Doing their
so
thing,
you like,
you
like it when you're not my co-host? Is that what you're saying? I like watching everything else.
Yeah, that did come out kind of weird, huh?
My favorite is when I'm not on the show and I'm listening as a perspective interest.
That's my favorite, is when I'm listening. That's funny shit. You do guests, that's pretty cool. Last time when, you called Krista up and she was on and just hearing what she had to say about things, that's always fun.
I actually asked her permission before I called her. I didn't ask Alex's permission. I just did it.
Yeah, no shit. He's like, what the heck? What is going on?
What
I was I cannot stop laughing. Alex, poor Alex. What is wrong with you, Joe?
I think we're going to make that
driving. Oh, gosh.
He's definitely driving. We're gonna call him every show for, like, in the middle of nowhere just to ask him a random question. Maybe I'll give him more than a minute next time.
Yeah, well,
he got too comfortable. He got too comfortable real quick.
Know.
I had to make sure, you know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm looking for more people to call, but I don't have many friends.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
I do have. Wait. Let me see. Let's see if he answers. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be an interesting one if this goes through. You know what? Let's take a break real quick, and then I'll call them.
Okay.
If they pick up, you'll get to meet one of my other friends in Florida. All right, we're gonna take a musical break. Candace, get ready for your next go around for doing a product discussion in a Gen Z voice. I think we should do it.
Yeah. No, I'm not like.
You're like what? Hold on. What?
I don't do improv.
We gotta get you.
Candace doesn't. You gotta get
you
me
got
doing improv.
We gotta do some funny stuff somehow. We gotta break your comfort zone. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that. I remember I was playing a game with my 9-year-old son, John Leslie, and I beat him 10 straight games in a game called Connect Four. John Leslie said, "No, you can't go now, Dad." I said, "Why?" He said, "It's not over until I win." That was his attitude. What if all of us took that attitude as we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, "You can count on me," and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, "It's not over until I win." By Jack. Very humble beginning. I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible.
I got that pizza, God. I got that pizza, God. No. I'm at the Pizza Hut. And at the Taco Bell.
Yes?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Candace, I'm at the combination of Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Do you see me?
What was I listening to?
The combination of Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. It's a throwback. Damn. So we're going to make a phone call to my boy, Ricky. And I'm just going to be like, yo, it's your boy. And all I'm going to keep saying is, yo, man, it's your boy. And see if he, like, gets it. And if he doesn't, we'll just have that fun moment together, and we'll just pretend like.
Oh, God.
All right, you ready? Candace, and then Candace, you're going to be, we got to make sure you're part of this
too.
No.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Why am I like 12 again?
Have fun.
Oh,
have a little fun.
What's
up, dude?
Who's this?
It's your boy, dude.
Oh, is it my boy?
Yeah, dude. You don't know me?
Oh, who the fuck is
if
this?
If you don't ride the bike, you lose it.
That's not what I said, jackass.
I knew I had it wrong, dude. So how you doing, man?
Who the fuck is this?
It's your boy, dude.
That's my boy.
You don't remember me, bro?
No, I don't.
What's up, man? You're on a live radio show. This is your boy, Joe. How you doing?
Oh, Joe. Why'd you call me from a different number, dude?
This is my studio line, dude. You're on the line with Candace and Joe.
Candace and Joe?
Candace.
Oh, you're in bed with Ricky and his cat.
I'm in bed with Ricky and his cat. I'm not in bed with anyone right now. So what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. You could have given me a heads up, jackass.
This is what
right?
Candace said to me
that's
earlier.
What I'm saying.
She doesn't
fucking cock smoker.
You can say anything you want on here.
Oh, yeah? Anything I want?
Besides penises and vaginas, what's your thoughts on Kanye?
I think he smoked a little too much crack.
He took too much acid dabs?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your rant of the world today? What's your thoughts on the life?
I don't know, bitch. I was just watching the news and laying in bed.
You were watching the news? You don't
watch
his shit up, Joe.
Yeah, Candace.
Yeah, you're fucking up my fucking evening and shit. I'm sitting here laying in bed with my cats and shit.
Yeah.
The motherfucker wanted to, if you start talking about if you don't ride a bike, you'll forget how. And that's not even how I said it, you jackass. If you don't ride a bike, it's like riding a bike. If you don't do it for a while, you forget.
That one, too.
Jackass. Yeah, that one, too.
You need me to let you go so you can watch the news and get back to your evening relaxation.
No, because now I have to rewind it and rewatch the news. Now I don't know what's going to happen to Nancy Pelosi, you fucking prick.
I don't care what
happens.
Yeah, I can't believe John Leno fucking got set on fire in his own fucking home, dude. What the fuck?
Oh,
I don't watch the news.
Crazy?
Tell me about that. What happened? John Leno? Wait, let me Google this shit. I don't watch the news. Yep. This is like, this is all crazy to me. Hey, Leno?
You don't watch the news? You don't care about what's going on in the world today?
John Lennon?
No, you're too busy reading tarot cards.
That's right. That's right. How did Jay Leno get burned? Oh, Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno.
On Sunday when one of his cars burst into flames. Okay, so one of his cars blew up.
No, someone started saying someone set that fire, dude.
Mary Beth McCade. That
Why would someone set it?
I don't know, but that's what I heard. I heard someone set that fire.
Someone set this fire.
That's pretty fucked up.
That's some witchcraft.
Man, Brittany Garner got caught with weed. She's gonna do 9 years in prison for a little opiate. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
But I get it.
You know what? I get that. You know what? They need to make an example out of her, man. She represents the women's NBA. You should know better to be going into a country that is not the United States and it is illegal. You know what I mean? You're a professional women's basketball player. You shouldn't have known better. And she gets everything she deserves. I hate to say it, but that's my take on that.
I mean, you know, I'm all for marijuana. Like, I don't think it should be classified as it is. But, you know, when you're going to somebody else's country where it's like, you know, like you said, like, it's not allowed there. You should not have taken it with you. You took that chance. You got busted. Now you need to pay the consequences, you know?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
I agree.
In her position to, like, even try to do. Going to another country. Well, let's see what happens.
She gets what she deserves. I mean, and that's going to be rough because wait a second. Now, isn't she's transgender, isn't she?
Oh. So she's got a dick?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I.
Well, we all
want
to know where the balls came to do that one, so now we know.
I could be mistaken for somebody else. I mean, I don't know how that would work over there in their jail systems. You know what I mean?
I'm going to use that reference now, Candace, for everyone that you, anyone you ever bring up that's like a celebrity. I'm going to go, are they transgender?
Snoop Dogg talked about other countries too, because he was touching on that subject with Brittany Garner, as well as he went to Norway and did a show there, and it's like completely illegal there. And that motherfucker got pulled over. And they fucking told him to get out of the. He got done with the show or whatever, and, you know, he does like he does, and he fucking sparked up a fucking big fat blunt, blah, 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 and then when he came back, they pulled him over, and they showed him his driver's license, and they told him he's not allowed back in the country because of what he did the last time he was there. It's crazy.
Well, that's a sad
ground
for...
It's crazy, man.
Weed.
And motherfuckers. More people shooting each other.
Jay Leno's steam car
catching
fire.
It's crazy out there right now. It is crazy out there right now.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you said, like, what? I mean, you were talking about Pelosi a second ago. Well, she stepped down today, right? Or that yesterday?
We need Casey Anthony back in the news. I want to see them titties.
What a train wreck. Oh my god.
So wait.
Oh,
so did Jay Leno like burn his face or anything?
Oh no, I want to burn Casey Anthony's face.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining the show. We're gonna wrap it up soon. I'm gonna call you.
No, bitch. You don't call me. You don't open.
You hung up on him. Oh, my goodness. You're just pissing people off tonight.
Yeah. Politics, man. All right. Candace, you got to come up with some segments here.
Oh, my goodness.
I came up with several.
Goodness.
I called people for you. I did. I'm trying to entertain you, Candace.
What about entertaining the people that are listening? I mean, I'm sure they're kind of half-ass laughing on the other end, but I didn't know prank calling was on our list of things to do tonight.
divine timing and intuition said, do it. And I was like, all right.
Oh, goodness.
That's how really, like, intuition is. You're supposed to have this, like, freeing, imaginary, but cool vibe, right? And then you're going, what do I feel like doing today? And then there will be like, I want a donut. You're like, okay. So, like, I was like, well, Candace doesn't want to do this bit with me. You're not, that's like your third time where I tried to get you to do improv, and you're like, no, you do it.
Yeah.
So this time I don't
do improv. I always freeze.
I decided to make you super awkward.
Oh, wow. It worked. Job well done, Judge. Oh, goodness.
And then,
probably in record timing, too. It takes a lot to make me feel awkward, but obviously you know my little pressure point. Let's put her on the spot.
Being friends for so long.
I don't make her feel awkward.
It wasn't, honestly, I was hoping you would go with it, but you were like, no. And then you said Joe a couple times. I was like, oh, she's not what to do. Okay. It's not like I told you to hold my weed for me while you went to another country, you know?
No. I probably would have smoked it, so it would have been gone anyways. So then there's that.
Can you imagine if that's what happened to that chick? She was like, yeah, I'll hold your weed for you. Or someone just put it in her. What if someone put it in her stuff and it wasn't even hers? They're like, gone forever, bitch. Someone did their fucking educational research. They're like, we're going to set this bitch up and get her off the team forever.
Hmm.
Well, prayers go out to that chick.
There goes the competition.
May weed be legalized in that country and we can set you free. It's been a while, right? I think it's been a while. I think, so from what I've gathered from tonight is, number one, we definitely have to call more random people. Number two, I think we need a little bit more news in our show. I'm not a fan of it, so maybe, like, the Jay Leno car thing is kind of crazy. Oh, wait.
I think, yes.
What do you think?
No, I think having some things, you know, because to be honest, some of the things that are going on in the news are actually, there's a lot of things in the spiritual concept of stuff that's taking place.
Tell me more.
Tell you more. But it is, it's taking place and it's there. And I think we should. I think we should do, a little bit of stuff without getting too political. You know, talk about stuff. So, so that doesn't have to be an entertainment type of segment. We can do that.
Yeah. I heard that the Anunnakis are trying to discuss some settlements with the reptilians. I'm really not sure what happened with that. The Lumerians are still at their own peace. They don't engage in warfare arguments. So that's what I got so far for spiritual news.
Got to check in real quick.
Yeah. The reptilians still get a lot of backlash. We're good people. I'm a percentage. I've done the ancestry test. I do have a majority of reptilian DNA.
But it's like, we're not supposed to talk about it. We're just not, because we've been hated for so long. It's like, why are we all bad? Why are we all bad?
Yeah, but,
herbs.
You know, I think that you'll find that with anything, you know what I mean? Like, there's always the few bad seeds that spoil the bunch, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't hear about the galactic stuff as much anymore. I don't know why people, like, I used to hear so much about the grid, and they're doing all this, like, galactic stuff, and the Galactic Federation. I don't hear about it as much. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Oh, it's still happening. It's still there. Still fighting the good fight.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for some spiritual news.
A little segment like that. That'd be fun. That'd be cool.
I want to hear from more of the galactic people. You know, I'm a psychic intuitive. I'm a multidimensional being. But I'm not always like, I got too many things to keep up with. I can't keep up with all the dimensions. I've got to be in this dimension too, you know what I'm saying? And if someone tells me to go buy a book or some shit, no.
No. You're done.
No.
You're out.
You should buy my... You know what I noticed, Candace? This is what happened.
No.
This is my opinion on what happened. Over the years,
okay,
a lot of spiritual people did the same shit I did in a small way. Because no one can be as big as me. And I'm, you know, it's cool. Everyone wanted to do tarot readings. And then they flooded YouTube and TikTok with their tarot readings. And everyone's doing it. But this is where I noticed everyone kind of fell out. Only so much you can do that doesn't make you unique anymore. You're the same as everyone else. And you're talking about the same shit.
True.
You're doing the same shit. And everyone fell into the circle of, oh, you're the same thing as me, but everyone wants to be different. And I noticed that people just like started going on their own little ways, and it kind of fell out. It just like fell out. Like people lost their like passion for it, or there's like new people coming
mm-hmm.
in and doing like fucking readings too, and they want to like, they pull a card and they just like say some shit. And I don't know. They flooded the economy for us. They flooded the spiritual economy. That's my spiritual news. Thanks for fucking it up, people. And then the other people that are doing great, we're raising our prices, and then they like fuck up the whole economy with that too. They drop it. They drop their prices. Way to go. Thanks for fucking it up for us. The people that were doing real well, you had to come in the puddle of like, I'm going to do this too and make money, because it got all messy. People want to, I love everyone, but I think it's really important to find your uniqueness. And it's a stepping stone to evolve. But if people want to get stuck on the business part, they want to do the readings, they want to do the classes, and then, oh wait, there's a ton of life coaches too. So where is it different? That's why I told myself years ago, and this is why I'm grateful, I don't want to be like everyone else. And I'm not saying that to be a dick. It's just like, I don't want to be demographed as like the only percentage of spiritual reader. And that's why I learned a lot about metaphysics through my spiritual downloads and all that. But I went through motivational speaking too. I don't want to just stop at one thing. And I'm not going to settle. But just like people... See what you started? This is your fault, Candace. You got me on a rant now.
All my fault. All my fault. Well, at least you're not prank calling people, so that's good. That's a step up.
I mean, next time we'll do a throwback. I'll call another radio show like I did years ago. And that was hilarious, too.
Oh,
I haven't done that in a long time. But you're going to be like, no, 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 no. Okay, all right, I'm out here. I'm out here.
Probably. I feel like I'm like 12 years old all over again.
But man, like...
Is your refrigerator running?
Call the operator, tell them it's an emergency.
Oh, man.
But seriously, you kind of like brought up some stuff I really wanted to talk about. The whole social media thing is flooded. Don't get me wrong. Hold on. There's some TikToks, right? And I've come across. They're like, if you're seeing this, this is divine timing. And I'm like, all right, what's up? Tell me. They're like, you are a big deal. And I was like, yeah, I know. They're like, you're going to be famous. And I'm like, okay, well, wait, you got me. Because, look, there's some messages that I do resonate with. All honesty. But then you got these people out here doing the same, like, they're on a basic level, level 0.5, you know? And we all start somewhere. But I'm just, like, disappointed in seeing people get stuck. They're doing the same thing. I think it's great that everyone around the world is starting to evolve. It's a great sign. It's a great sign. But I just hope people, use that to keep going and pursuing more about who they are. Don't get just stuck on fucking Reiki. Don't get stuck on tarot. Realize that those are stepping stones to help you evolve as a spiritual being, to your inner being, to enlightenment. It's not just a, oh, this is it, here we are. And no, bitch, keep going.
But what if that's something that they're really great at and they're really making an impact doing whatever it is that they're doing? What if, you know what I mean?
I was going to say something really funny, and I can't.
But, I mean, if they're making some kind of significant contribution, you know, to humanity or whatever, you know, why not?
If they're doing a great job.
I agree with you in a sense that, you know, never stop learning, never stop evolving, never stop growing. I mean, I agree with you when it comes to that, you know? But some people have a knack for certain things, you know what I mean?
You know what? All right, so this is my point. This is where I think it gets dumb. People forget the human side of it. We go through our spiritual awakenings. It's great. But I think the part that's important is that you don't get stuck in the box where you have your whole thing is you're surrounded by crystals and you're surrounded, you know, you got symbols behind you. People need to see the normality too. Cook, talk on a podcast, do some more, you know, don't just be the spiritual. This is what I talked about before. Be you in all assets and aspects. Be you, embrace more of yourself. Don't just limit yourself to cards. Cards are tools too. Believe in yourself. Go expand yourself. Look, here's an example. Anthony Bourdain. I was watching his movie the other night about his life. Anthony Bourdain was a chef, and he decided to write a book. He wrote a book. Then he was well-known. It was a best-selling book for, still is. Then they wanted to make his second book, which he didn't even write yet, into a show. And he started doing that. It's about challenging yourself. Doors will open up, opportunities. People get stuck, and they wonder why they're not progressing. And it's because we're limiting ourselves on our own creative beliefs. We keep comparing ourselves and we look at what everyone else is doing. And the reason I'm saying this is that, look, people can easily point at me and go, well, what'd you do, Joe? I started off at some point doing something similar, but I started off doing it with podcasting and this radio show. And then I did it on tarot cards and the readings. But at some point I went a little bit up more in an evolution. I embraced more of myself. I started talking about things that people don't talk about. I start sharing my life. And that was a big one. When people say speak your truth, it's not about the recent thing that you just healed. That's not what we're talking about. Yeah, like it's like 2% of that. Speaking your truth is me doing this right now. Regardless of what my position is or what someone feels, it's about this is how I feel right now. This is how I feel today. But people got caught up in the whole collective energy shit. The fuck's going on with this energy today? Because I got there too, and I got pissed off with people not understanding the lessons that we had to learn too. Duality needs to exist. You can't have sadness without happiness. But it also exists because we have to get to a point of, you have to realize that there needs to be the dark and the light in the world. And that's where you can finally take a step back into the oneness. But getting back to speaking your truth. People want to know sometimes what to do next. They're sad. They're lost in a fog. But they haven't thought about maybe speaking their truth just on how they feel right there in that moment. Because when I did that, when I do that, I find a lot more clarity while I'm talking about it. And I can't always talk to like friends and family about this shit. But when I hop on here, I feel more expressive, freedom to express. It's not that I don't want to tell people. It's that when I'm in the zone, that's my gift. It's my passion. I just start talking and talking. And then I realize I took a whole weight off my shoulders. And then you have those other people in the world that are afraid of energy. They're listening to this and they might go, oh, the energy seems off and I don't know. And they're insecure with their fucking selves. And then they want to go carry crystals and cleanse it, and they don't even believe in themselves. My point is, overall, there's a group of people spiritually that got stuck in a loop, and the loops are different subjects: life, love and relationship, toxic relationship. They don't believe in themselves enough to get back up again, and I want them to. I want them to go above and beyond. That's why I really said it, not to talk shit.
Well, I hope that's what they got from that.
I like to do a little push and nudge. No one's perfect. I'm not saying, like,
yeah,
look at me. But I'm saying at the same time, look at me, bitch. No, but we're not here to compare our success. Success is how we measure it in our own way. It's our own path, our own life. But seriously, a lot of people got stuck with the whole, I can do this, the Me Too movement, as in, like, I can do tarot cards too, watch this shit. And then they got caught up in being free to express themselves around the people that are around them, but they couldn't, who didn't accept them for who they really are. They're afraid of someone not liking them. There's a lot of challenges in life. It's not just jumping on social media. The challenges of letting go of judgment, cutting people out of your life, taking care of your energy. We're all going to go through a toxic relationship and a twin flame bullshit matrix program shit. We're all going to go through it. So it's a leading pathway for your alignment. You have to pass grade 7 to get to 8, you know what I'm saying? But some people are still, I don't know, they're in their teenage years of spirituality. And this is my – Candace is my favorite. And after this, I'm going to shut up. This is one of my favorite things. When I hear people in some podcast or they're talking on some social media spiritual woo-woo shit, what do you think the first thing they say is?
Well, this resonates with you.
Oh, that's a nicer way to put it. That's a really sweet way to put it, Candace. No, my favorite shit is, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a Reiki master. Who the fuck cares?
Oh. Yeah,
you can go
that.
To a Reiki class. I don't care if you got Uzuzu Ponzu sauce Reiki certificate. It's something we all need to like experience or learn. But everyone uses that and they want to know what the egotistical shit comes in. Well, I'm so-and-so, I'm a Reiki master. Good for you. There's
so many other
Reiki masters in the world. I believe in Reiki. But it's not, my point is it's not where you stop.
Alkaloid. What if it's that person is meant to be? But what if that's what that person is meant to be doing?
Okay, all right.
You know?
For all due respect, yeah, I get you. All due respect, Candace.
Not everybody has, like, this grand mark on the world. You know what I mean?
Sometimes making that grand mark
is doing something small. You know?
Okay, well, here, how do I explain this? I get your point. What if that's they're meant to just be at that level of, then don't go out and talk about it because everyone wants to be, they're a Reiki master. No, that doesn't, I think, I'm going to be honest with you, Candace. I don't think that's where they're supposed to stay.
Good.
I'm going to be blunt. I'm going to say it.
Well,
because we, this is why.
Us to decide.
It's not for us to decide.
You know what I mean?
But I'm going to be honest on my show and say, don't just stop at Reiki master. It's like getting a college degree. You got the college degree, and then you practice a little bit, and then you're going to come on my show. It's like me saying, Candace, I just got my culinary degree, I don't know, a week ago. And I'm like, hi, my name is Joe, and I am a culinary graduate from the Culinary Institute of America. You know what I'm saying? Which I am, but I didn't get it yesterday. I had to go through 9 years of experience. You know, I learned. I'm not here to like show that off. But people think, this is what pisses me off. People think Reiki is where it leads and that's where it ends. Metaphysically speaking, it doesn't. And I'm not saying that to, you're right, Candace. Maybe in the next life, they'll come back and realize there's more to Reiki. I don't know. But overall, besides Reiki, people just think that it's tarot cards and spirit, or they just stop right there. Well, I'm a psychic. They just start labeling shit. They're a clairaudient and a clairvoyant. That's not where it stops. Those are just labels to the 3D physical world. Then there's more. And I can't stand when I hear another person say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a Reiki master. I don't give a shit. I want to hear more about why you're here and what you're really good. Because how many more people do we need to talk about Reiki? I think it's a great place to heal. It's a great place to heal. I think it's a great spot to learn and become more aware of the energy and the chakras in the body. There's actually a shitload more chakras. But then this is what I'm saying. You'll see these people go through Reiki and Reiki master shit, but then they'll have the same problems we all have. They'll fall, they'll go through some relationship bullshit, and they won't talk about it. And this is what I'm saying. People need to show the real self. People need to see real people, because we have to get past this bullshit of, oh, I'm a perfect person in the world when I show up on social media. And then people get off and start crying, or they don't talk about their personal life because people are afraid. We have to let go of all this limited belief. We have to get more into embracing I'm not saying go talk about you just recently wiped your ass and you had a bowel movement. I'm not saying that. You know? But if people want to talk about...
I don't want to hear about that, so that's fair.
It's like the people, I don't know, if you want to talk about, you know, having a crystal dildo, go for it. If you feel comfortable with it, it's not insulting. I'm saying go for it, because I think that would be much cooler, because people are afraid to be their real self. If you have a crystal, I hope you cleanse it. I want to hear if you put, you know, your crystal, you know, butt plug in the moon water. I don't know. I want to hear about that. I don't want to always hear about I'm a Reiki master. You know, is this more entertaining, Candace, than calling random people?
A little bit.
What's your thoughts, Candace, on crystal butt plugs?
It's a little bit on crystal butt plugs. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Can you advertise that?
No. Can I have it? No, I cannot advertise
that. Well, what I meant by that is before I get in trouble from anyone, what I meant was that... You know, the funny bit from before, I didn't mean that in any other insulting way. It sounded horrible. I'm sorry. I apologize already now. It was not what I meant.
Some people, I get what you're saying. Because when I had my spiritual awakening, there was like nothing, you know, nowhere to go. There was, you know, no one was really talking about, back in 2012, no one was really, like, talking about any of this. And then all of a sudden, boom, there was this huge influx that everyone you ran into was, like, you know, talking about crystals. And like you said, like, these Reiki masters and blah, 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 blah. There's a huge influx.
Yeah.
It was, like, oversaturated with people. You know, doing tarot readings and stuff like that. But that's because, you know, as a collective, like the world, the earth, needed people, because people were looking to be found. There was a lot of people that were, like me at that time, there was, you know, and so like it needed someone to be found. And
there was
and
people
that
needed
that
to be found.
Knew,
good. No, I talk a lot.
Like, we need answers, you know what I mean? And so, like, I mean, I'm thankful, because I would never have came across you, you know, if you didn't do your thing on Facebook, you know what I mean? I mean, you were one of them. I mean, not to, like, you know, not, but, I mean, there was just a whole influx. I mean, every page everywhere. And same thing on TikTok now. Like, every time I scroll, I'm always seeing someone talking about something, some spiritual stuff, you know. And it can get exhausting sometimes, you know, energetically exhausting for sure. But, you know, some people, that's where they find their passion, you know. And I don't want to say that they shouldn't stop. You should always strive to want to learn more and grow. You know, whatever it is that your career, if you're, you know, doing Reiki and you're a Reiki master, I'm sure that there is something else after that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, not a spiritual retreat center.
But,
you know, I'm saying that sarcastically because everyone told me that they wanted a spiritual retreat center, and they all had the same – everyone – it was a collective dream. Everyone wanted to have this place, but they had a master for every person. I was like, okay. And I don't know one person that did it, but no, you're absolutely right. We needed people. And it was also the Great Awakening. To me, that's like – there was a big wave of energy that brought a lot of people – to a higher vibration, and we also prevented a big war, a big issue or government issue from what I remember. But I don't know what the hell happened to people. Like, what happened to that, like, you know what I'm saying? It like went whoop, and then it kind of got lost. It was a big energy.
Well,
no, exactly what we were talking about.
I think what it was, what it is, you know, so when you start out on your journey, you're like this little seedling, and like you resonate with certain people, and then as you grow and as you expand, they just don't resonate with you anymore, and they just kind of fall out of your life. You know what I mean? Like, you just stop watching them, or even like people within your life, you know what I mean? Because you're growing and you're expanding. And you come across people with more higher knowledge, and you're attracted to those kind of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then those other ones that you first started watching, I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but like you're above that. Like, and as far as your educational experience, you know, you're above that, and you're looking for something more enriching, you know? So that's why you don't see them anymore. Because they're at that lower level. But that's not to say that, I mean, that it's bad, because there's still new people, new souls coming in, you know, that are looking for a connection, you know, that resonates with them, someone else's energy that resonates with them, you know?
I think there's going to be
there's
going to be another wave of people, but I also feel that it's not so much about waiting for people to come in. It's about waking up people or doing your magic.
That's what's going on.
Magic. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, like a lot of people are awakening. Hmm. They're waking up. They're waking up in more ways than one. And I think it starts with, it starts on the 3D, you know. It starts there, waking up there. Like, what the fuck? Something's not right. And then, like, when you start looking into what's not right, and you go down these rabbit holes, I don't know, this, some kind of transformation happens. And you see where all these, all the holes, all the lies, and all these, you know, inconsistencies are, and you just begin to start resonating with something a whole lot different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, there's also the polarity of fluctuation of life, too. Like, there's the on-off of the highs and lows of spiritual growth, and there's also the cycles. You know, I see it in different directions. So we kind of need a break from it, too, so we can go back to it. Excuse me. But I'm about to be on TV and wake everyone up with my awesome luck. All right, Candace,
you are meant to go big. You're meant to go big.
I have no doubt in this. the winners get to go to Miami to compete. It's like over hundreds of people that get to go to Miami. And then there's going to be three main contestants. I don't even know what the winner gets. I just want to do it all. Once I saw it, that was it. It's a wrap.
Well, we all support you 110%.
Thank you. Love you, my friend. And this is not just for me. It's for the world. I want everyone to see that you, too, can be as handsome and good-looking and have a dream and make it come true. All right, Candace.
We all could look like you.
I'm just having fun. Everyone could be something as long as they believe in their dream. Well, let's figure we wrap this show up, and we'll be back Tuesday morning. To
we'll see.
Okay. Sunday I'll be doing a radio show with my friend Tony, and if I'm allowed to give any updates Sunday, I'll give some updates. But other than that, we'll see you guys Tuesday, and say good night, Candace.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Have a great night.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body a last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been seeing ghosts, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for
when I'm a billionaire.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tizzy bits completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes, billionaire, so fucking bad.